Lesson 11, Press Forward with a Steadfastness in Christ. 2 Nephi, chapters 31 through 33. Purpose: to help class members understand the doctrine of Christ and have an increased desire to press forward, feasting on His words. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 1 through 18. Nephi teaches of the doctrine of Christ. He teaches that Jesus was baptized to fulfill all righteousness, and that we must be baptized and follow Him. He also teaches about the blessings and power of the Holy Ghost. B. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 19 through 21. Nephi teaches that we must press forward and endure to the end. C. 2 Nephi chapter 32. Nephi speaks of the importance of feasting on the words of Christ and praying always. D. 2 Nephi chapter 33. Nephi declares that people will believe his words if they believe in Christ. He warns that we will be judged according to our acceptance or rejection of his words. 2. Additional reading, Moroni chapter 7, verses 13 through 17, Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37, and verses 71 through 74. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Ask class members to describe a feast. What kinds of foods would be on the table? How is a feast different from an ordinary meal? After you have had a few moments to discuss this, ask a class member to read 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3, beginning with, "Wherefore I said unto you." Tell the class that the Lord has invited us to a feast, one that will give us eternal life. This lesson discusses Nephi's teachings on how to live the doctrine of Christ and feast on His words. Scripture discussion and application. Nephi stands as one of the most valiant of all the sons of God. Though he experienced family strife, warfare, and other trials, he loved the Lord with all his heart. He was full of faith, zeal, and integrity, and he never wavered in his obedience. As you study the assigned chapters, remember that these words are among Nephi's last. 1. Nephi teaches of the doctrine of Christ. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verses 1 through 18. Point out that Nephi began his final writings by saying he would speak concerning the doctrine of Christ. 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 2. Ask class members to ponder this phrase and what it might mean as they discuss chapter 31. Explain that later in the lesson you will ask for their thoughts on what the doctrine of Christ is. Nephi began by reminding the people that he had previously spoken about Jesus' baptism. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 4. Why was Jesus baptized? See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 5. How did he fulfill all righteousness by being baptized? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 6 through 7. You may want to point out that President Joseph F. Smith said that to fulfill all righteousness is to fulfill the law. In Conference Report, April 1912, page 9. According to 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 9, for what other reason was Jesus baptized? Why do we need baptism? Have class members read 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 13 and 17, and Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verse 37, and verses 71 through 74 to find answers to this question. Summarize their answers on the chalkboard. Some answers are listed below. A. To receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 13. B. To receive a remission of sins. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 17. C. To enter the gate for the path to eternal life. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 17. D. To receive membership in the Lord's church. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37, and verses 71 through 74. Nephi exhorted his people to follow the Son with full purpose of heart, acting no hypocrisy and no deception before God. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 13. What do you think it means to act without hypocrisy or deception before God? How can following the Son with full purpose of heart help us avoid hypocrisy and deception? What gift will we receive when we show our willingness to follow the Savior down into the water through baptism? 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 13. How did Nephi describe the way a person could speak after being baptized and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost? See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 13. What does it mean to speak with the tongue of angels? 2 Nephi chapter 32, verses 2 through 3. It means to speak the words of Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. In what situations might we be blessed to speak with the tongue of angels? Answers may include when we are teaching or testifying to friends and family, during a talk in church, or when we pray. Nephi also taught that after baptism, we receive a remission of sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 17. Why do you think Nephi used the word fire in describing this process? Just as fire purifies and cleanses, the Holy Ghost cleanses from sin those who sincerely repent and are baptized. Nephi taught that the Holy Ghost witnesses of the Father and the Son. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 18. Why is it essential for us to receive a testimony of the Father and the Son through the Holy Ghost? In what ways can a witness from the Holy Ghost come to us? Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verse 2, and the following quotation. Why is it important to understand how the Holy Ghost speaks to us? See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. President Boyd K. Packer taught, the Holy Ghost speaks with a voice that you feel more than you hear. It is described as a still, small voice. Conference Report, October 1994, page 77, or Ensign, November 1994, page 60. Note, many times members of the church feel the influence of the Spirit, but are not aware that the feelings they are experiencing are from the Holy Ghost. On occasion throughout the year, when you feel the influence of the Spirit during the lesson, you may want to stop and share your feelings with class members. Explain that they may not feel the influence of the Spirit in exactly the same way you do, but that the influence of the Spirit brings peace and joy. 2. Nephi teaches that we must press forward and endure to the end. Read and discuss 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 19 through 21. Explain to class members that Nephi taught that baptism is the gate to enter the straight and narrow path to eternal life. He also taught what it means to walk in this path. What question did Nephi ask in 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 19? What is the answer to this question? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 19 through 20. What do you think it means to press forward? To move forward with determination, regardless of adversity or distraction. What are some things that might distract us from pressing forward? Why is pressing forward an important part of enduring to the end? What does it mean to have a steadfastness in Christ? 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. How can following Christ help us have a perfect brightness of hope? What are some ways we can help one another in our efforts to press forward? What can we do to help new members of the church as they begin their journeys along the path? President Gordon B. Hinckley taught, with the ever-increasing number of converts, we must make an increasingly substantial effort to assist them as they find their way. Every one of them needs three things: a friend, a responsibility, and nurturing with the good word of God. Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. It is our duty and opportunity to provide these things. Conference Report, April 1997, page 66, or Ensign, May 1997, page 47. Based on Nephi's teachings in 2 Nephi chapter 31, how would you define the doctrine of Christ? See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 13 and 15. Also 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 31 through 40. Answers should include believing in Christ, repenting, being baptized, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. 3. Nephi speaks of the importance of feasting on the words of Christ. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi chapter 32. In 2 Nephi chapter 32, Nephi gave additional instructions about what we must do after we have entered in the path to eternal life. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verses 1 through 3. What specific instruction is given in verse 3? What sources do we have for receiving the words of Christ? What do you think it means to feast on these words? Refer to the quotation below. How is feasting different from reading or even studying? How can we help others feast? Elder Neil A. Maxwell said, "We need to feast upon the words of Christ and the Scriptures, and as these words come to us from living prophets. Just nibbling occasionally will not do." See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20, and chapter 32, verse 3. Feasting means partaking with relish and delight and savoring,
not gorging episodically in heedless hunger,
but partaking gratefully, dining with delight at a sumptuous spread carefully and lovingly prepared over the centuries. Wherefore ye must press forward. 1977, page 28. What promise did Nephi give regarding the words of Christ? See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. How have you found this to be true? Nephi taught that the Spirit teaches or encourages a person to pray. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 8. Why is it important that we pray before we perform anything unto the Lord? 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 9. How have you been blessed as you have followed this counsel? 4. Nephi declares that people will believe his words if they believe in Christ. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi chapter 33. Explain that this chapter contains Nephi's testimony of the truth of his words and of their importance to all people. Why are Nephi's words of great worth? See 2 Nephi chapter 33, verses 3 through 5. How can we learn of the worth of these words? How can we know that the words of Nephi are true? See 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 10, also Moroni chapter 7, verses 13 through 17. Nephi said that we will meet him face to face at the judgment bar. 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 11. How could Nephi's words condemn us at the last day? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 14. If we choose to reject these words or disobey the principles they teach, we will be cut off from the presence of the Lord. Among Nephi's last written words is the declaration, "For thus hath the Lord commanded me, and I must obey." 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 15. Why is this a fitting end to Nephi's writings? What have you learned from Nephi's example that can help you as you strive to be more obedient? Conclusion. Summarize again the doctrine of Christ, which includes believing in Christ, repenting, being baptized, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Hymn. with class members sing or read the words to Press Forward Saints, hymns number 81. 2. Overcoming Barriers to Understanding. Read and discuss 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 7. Why did the Spirit stop Nephi from speaking? How are the problems mentioned in these verses still prevalent today? How can we help each other avoid these pitfalls? End of Lesson 11, Press Forward with a Steadfastness in Christ.